on second and goal. Case play action. Deep drop. Fade to Diggs. Back left to the end zone. And touchdown! Keenum to Stephon Diggs. And the Vikings lead 9-0.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world.
Third and four from the Vikings 16. Brett Hundley takes a low snap. Looks over the middle, passes over the middle. Intercepted by Harrison Smith at the 5-yard line for far side. To the 10, to the 15. And he eludes tackles and is taken down at the 20. 18-yard return by Harry the Hitman. And for Harrison, his fourth interception this season and the 16th of his career, he's the Hitman.
I'm confident that we'll be world champions. That's what I've said right from the start, and I'm still confident of that.
Super Bowl homeboy.
Fourth and one from the 43. Hundley, Jamal Williams to his right. Vikings rush four. Hundley makes a throw to the left. Now he whips it out to the right. Intercepted by Harrison Smith at the 48-yard line. Two picks tonight for Harrison Smith, who has five this season. And the Vikings turn over Green Bay once again.
I mean, you can't say enough about our defense tonight, man. I mean, they did an incredible job getting turnovers, fourth down stops. It was huge, huge. They're playing really, really well, and we got to score more points. We got to help them out better.
What do you think of my defense now? Right. Yes. Take that.
Minnesota is so hot.
Minnesota Vikings are going to beat the Green Bay Packers 16-0 in Border Battle 115. This will be the first time the Vikings have swept Green Bay since 2009. Minnesota improves to 12-3, and the Vikings have registered their first shutout since December 5th of 1993 against the Detroit Lions.
Good to get a win, Greg. You know, I don't think we played our best football tonight. Obviously defensively we played pretty good, but, they had some guys missing, and, offensively we kind of milled around a little bit, but, I thought our special teams did a nice job tonight.
This year we beat on the door. Next year we're gonna kick the son of in.
Eastland looks like. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing what a sophisticated offensive game plan looks like. You talk about...
Okay.
I don't know what to say. You doubted us, but now we're here.
The legend lives on from Utica on down about a good show they call the Tenor Fitzgerald.